This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
Annette, the reason I asked you in was I know it's been long spoken about in Tramore, the idea of a sensory garden. So first of all, explain to me, what is a sensory garden?
It's a garden that you can walk around and you have like your smell sense, your visual sense, your taste sense, your touch sense. So in our garden, we're going to have plants and shrubs that you get all of that in. Now, it's not specifically for special needs. It's for the elderly, for me or you that want to go down, have a read of our book, Quietness During the Day. That's the idea behind it. It's a kind of a little peaceful garden that you can just sit with nothing.
That's gorgeous. You know,
lovely. That's
and
the idea.
And something like this doesn't come at no cost, obviously, Annette. Where have the funds come from to kind of get this kick-started?
Yeah, well, one of the funds actually, which were, there was a fund there, it came forward. But after that, we got, we can only use what money came in on that. We can't use it on anything else. Through one of our volunteers, Mary Piper, the bikers raised $2,500 or $2,500 for the sensory garden. So that's actually now what we're using to get it kick-started.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, and we have Mark Harris. He's a gardener in the Gael Skull and Stradbally, a few different places. And we approached him there a few weeks ago. So he has come on board. Do you know what I mean? He has his own ideas as well. And so,
if you're in Tramore, where can you find, because it's still in the early stages of building this, where is it, Annette?
When you go down into, say, the entrance into Splash World, you turn left to go into Pebble Beach and it's right on the right-hand side. Do you know that lovely water feature that we have?
Yes.
That's there.
That's coming down the steps
coming
almost.
Coming down the step. It's right across from that.
Gorgeous.
It is facing the boat and lake. Hopefully.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So when can we expect, will there be an official opening? When do you expect to get the work done, Annette, or is it a case of how long is a piece of string?
Well, no, it will. As I said, now Mark is constantly, he was there yesterday and he's going to work away with it. The official opening is going to be in June. We got a grant from the council of €2,000 to actually do that for the opening. We'll be opening in June and hopefully you'll come along and
we will be delighted to come along.
Yeah, that'll be the official opening. It's going to be called Bloom in June.
Aww.
And with that, not only with that opening and with the money that we got, we hope to involve the centre of the town. You know, down in the middle where all the restaurants are, we want to put window boxes, if we can stretch it.
To lift with that whole look of it.
Yeah,
so
that's
kind of the urban realm area.
Yeah.
So gorgeous.
Hopefully.
And I know that you and I had spoken a little bit off air. I happened to see a post yesterday. There's a lovely collaboration on the way, I believe, involving the Coast Guard Cultural Centre and Tramore Tidy
Towns.
That's right.
Colin from the Coast Guard Station contacted me about 3-4 weeks ago and he said, listen, would you be involved? Would you like to get involved? We said Tramore badly needs a men's shed and that we come on board to push it and get the meeting up and going and just to get it running. That's where we're at now. We have the meeting coming up and we're looking into two premises to see can. But once it's up and running, then it's, you know, their baby. Like it won't be.
Yeah, but you'll be involved lending support behind
that's
it, getting it started
off
the ground.
Colm has looked after an awful lot behind the scenes.
He's terrific.
That way,
most humble man. Will never give me an interview, but he's really wonderful. And you have a new storage facility as well, Annette.
Oh, we have.
Where's this now? Tell me about this. I can't keep up with the changes.
This is the storage unit that we fundraised. We went down on our knees all over Tramore, knocked on doors, cried in people's faces. we really did need it. So it's down in Super Value's car park at the back, in between, just above from the library. We got it painted a beautiful, thanks to Shane. It's a purple or lilac, whichever.
They're all the one family.
Yeah, they're all the one family. So the council at the minute are going, putting ends on pots that we have there, and we're going to fill it up with flowers and just do up the outside a little bit.
So you're really doing so much work.
It's great. That cost money.
Of course it did.
And as you were mentioning, the bikers were involved. Who are the lads?
That's right. Mary Piper's in-laws. they're bikers, so they all, you know, the way they meet down outside McCarthy's every Sunday or Thursday, is it, whatever day, and they all got together and done a bike run for us.
This is such a tomorrow conversation. You know Mary Piper, well, her in-laws, you know them, Dimple, you do.
I feel on the outside here. I'll see you later.
Annette, you're doing so much
Sorry,
work.
Andy.
But a certain amount of hands can only do so much. You're always looking for more hands to help out.
Yeah, now, I don't mean to be sexist when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. With the weeding and planting that goes on during the weekdays, we really, really would appreciate some men.
Good, big, strong men.
Big, strong. Strap well, they can be tiny and skinny. I don't care so long as they're there.
From what I witnessed about half an hour ago, I cannot recommend Damien Tierney.
We leave him out. But things that we can't physically do, which we have a go at.
Yeah,
but, we call on the local council lads, which have been really great to us. Yeah.
Where do you meet, Annette? How regular is it? And how can someone get involved?
Well, this is the first year, believe it or not, that we kept running through the winter. Now, we did take, I think, 2 weeks off at Christmas, and we're taking this week off.
So you'll all have to keep the town nice while Annette is on her holidays.
Yeah. and the volunteers. But, we meet every Wednesday. That was through the winter. As I said, it was lovely because the first winter we actually kept going. We usually stopped. But it's much easier when you keep things ticking over. Mm-hmm. And especially when the ground is wet, it's easier to do things in the winter, you know. So we must invest in Rainmax for them all. I must tell them.
This feels like a sponsorship request right now. So is there somewhere that people can say, okay, I know at a certain time on a Sunday or a Saturday, I know they'll be in a certain place. How can people find you?
Yeah, well, every Sunday, without shadow or of a doubt, they're down on the beach clean at 10 o'clock and they meet down at the end outside Molly's. But what depends on the area, Dimple. I put up the night before, we're meeting here or we're meeting there, and that's the way. Now, coming into the summer, we'll be doing extra.
Okay.
You know, we might go back into doing evening after tea time.
Yeah, it depends on the longer stretches. Yeah, but the best place to catch you then is on the Tremor Tidy Towns Facebook page. Send a message in there. Yeah. You'll get yourself and you'll be able to get set up. If you're a fine strapping lad, Annette is looking for you.
Or skinny and small.
Annette, come along from Tremor Tidy Towns. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Annette, best of luck to the launch of the Bloom and all the rest in
lovely. We look forward to having you.